Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast.
Welcome. I'm going to start with a card pull from Wisdom of the Oracle, deck by Colette Baron Reid. And my intention when pulling this card is, what do you, the people that are listening, need to hear right now? What do you need to know about right now? And I have Truth Be Told. Reading from the book that came with the deck, the essential message is honesty, accepting things as at face value, coming out of denial, the willingness to be transparent, and clarity of communication. And I was guided to read the prosperity message. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to experience the prosperous life you deserve? If you want to be an artist, do you make your own art a priority? If you want to be a healer, do you set time aside to learn new things to help you serve? A writer must write, a singer must sing. Being true to your calling is essential to you moving forward. There is another oracle message here too. It's time to have a look at the real, honest truth about your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs about prosperity, about your relationship to money, to compensation, and to meaningful work. Ask yourself, what is true for me? And you will find the key to abundance. The imagery for this card is an owl standing on top of a golden mask, and there's a window in the owl's chest that is wide open, and there is hearts, like confetti hearts, flowing. Looks like it's out of the window and around the owl. And when I look deeply into this window that's wide open, is a faint image of a face. I feel like it's the true face. It's the face behind the golden mask. It's the face that is within your true self. And letting that true self have a clear view of the outside by opening the window and allowing yourself to live from your heart. You're allowing your inner self to be truly seeing the outside world and the outside world to truly see you. And through that sharing of the love is where the prosperity comes. That's where the vibrancy comes. That's where it's easier to connect with what is your purpose, what is destined for you. And when you connect with that, it's easier to listen. It's easier to know your next step forward or to trust the next step forward. We don't always know the next step, but in trusting yourself and trusting your heart and your higher self, your inner self, then you don't have fear with the next step. Even if you don't know what it is, you know that when the time is right, you can take that step. It's like the trees when they're in the spring, when they're starting to bud, when they're starting to get ready to turn into leaves. They don't necessarily know the exact timing of when it's going to happen, but they know it will, and they trust their feeling, their instinct on the inside of when it is time to bloom. They are following those signals one at a time, a month in advance, maybe even a week in advance. They don't know when it's going to happen, but when the time comes, they jump into action and they go forward. And I feel like that way of living is the way that we are asked to live. It feels like that is our true essence of living, and that's been programmed out of us. And I feel like this is a coming home to who we truly are. And that need to plan and that need to look forward is part of the old system. And I feel like we're in the transition where we're bridging both and trying to find a way in your mind to mentally move into, like, to bridge the two worlds. And there's going to be a while where we're still bridging, and then eventually we'll move back to our true essence of not needing to plan necessarily or know the next step forward. We will trust it when it comes. And I'm not saying that, let's say, if you want to plan a coffee date, not to do that, but I'm feeling that, like, the major events in your life, your major steps forward in your career, in relationships, we have to feel those. And when you can't anticipate what you're going to feel in the moment. So planning doesn't work, because we have to go off of what we're feeling in the moment, and we don't know what we're going to feel until that moment happens. So it's wasted energy to plan these, I'm going to say, like, it's big, like a big event, or I'm going to rephrase that. We can't control the world around us. We can't control other people. We can't control all of these things around us. The only thing we control is how we act, how we react. And we can listen to our intuition, listen to our soul, and act from a place of react in a place, from a place that is aligned with our path forward. Or we can react in a way that's from our head, that's from our fear, and move in a way that is not necessarily on our most aligned path, but maybe there's a lesson on that path. So don't disregard other people's choices. But for me personally, I am moving more and more into feeling into the moment and deciding based on that time in that exact moment, because we can't plan everything. We can have wishes and dreams and hopes, but when it comes time to actually put things into action, we have to do that in the moment. Because we could plan and dream and think of all these wonderful things, or sometimes not wonderful things that could happen. And in that, as the time comes that we're going to step into that moment, it may not feel completely aligned. There's something that's not making us super excited or pulling us into the reality that we thought that we wanted. So if dreaming and planning fills you up, makes you excited, then yes, do that. If that process is stressful for you or does not bring joy to you, I invite you to attempt to not do that. When you feel that need to do that, it almost feels like when you have anxiety and then you plan to, you use planning as a way to cope with that anxiety, but then it takes up so much energy and so much time. It's not healthy for your energy to be so focused on things that you may not be able to control. And when you take all of those planning thoughts that you need to control, or at least be aware of all the options, know that your soul, your higher self, has a plan and can control what it can control, and it will help you as long as you let it. And when you are trying to control everything and plan everything, you're not letting your higher self come and help you take control and allow put things into place and put things into motion that are there to help you. You're not allowing that to happen. So taking a step back and feeling into your heart, letting the plan that your soul has made for you to come into fruition. We're not privy to much insight of our future. And we're not given the whole picture. Maybe some of us are given glimpses. And a lot of us, We're getting those glimpses because of your desires, the things that light you up, that you're passionate about, that you just can't wait to either do or think about. It's so joyful for you. It's exciting for you. Those are the things. That's your soul's way of telling you that's the path forward. Focus on doing that, and that's where your soul wants you to put your attention. So those are some ways to feel into your heart. What lights you up? What makes you excited? When someone gives you an opportunity, how does that feel in your body? How does that feel in your heart? Does it make you kind of crawl in and be like, no? Or does it make you excited and expand it? Go, yes. I'm being reminded that sometimes that pull in, I want to recede. Sometimes, depending on the person, that is also part of the conditioning or the toll. If, for example, for me, I was always really shy and like having a hard time being around people, but I was really invited to step out and expand that and become more comfortable around people in a safe way. And I was turning down all invitations, but I pushed through that uncomfortableness in little ways at a time to make myself feel more comfortable. But where that feeling in my body was different, because when I was scared, that feeling came from more like my belly button, that kind of area, or my head. It wasn't coming from my heart. My heart would be like, sometimes I wouldn't even notice it because the other two were so loud. But when I got more used to being in the company of other people, like I'm saying, like friend groups or static dances and circles and all that kind of thing, where maybe I was really nervous and scared, I got more comfortable in the situations, I got more comfortable with the people, and then my shyness started to get a little more subdued, and I was able to be more of my true self around people that I didn't know. And I know that was something that my heart wanted, but it was overshadowed by the fear. So for those of you who can't have a hard time distinguishing between a no and a fear, like a soul no and your fear, I would suggest writing it down. Writing down everything you're feeling, everything you're thinking, writing down all of it, getting it all on paper, taking a break, coming back and reading the list, and putting beside each thing that you wrote down where your first thought about where that might come from. You're like, oh, this feels like a fear. Well, this feels like a fear, or so on and so forth. And go through it with a more neutral place after you've released. If you do it right after, it's not going to be a neutral place. So give yourself a break. You can either do it the next day or just like maybe half an hour break. And then it'll be easier to distinguish where it's coming from and how it makes you feel. So give that a try. Sometimes it's easy. Or have somebody be a sounding board. You can always have a friend to talk to, and they can let you know if they feel that it's your fear or if it's an actual no. And I'm not saying blindly listen to them, but maybe they'll have some perspective that you don't have. And to consider that, be open to that. I'm recording these in advance because my kids have a big break for Easter. But when this airs, this goes out, it's going to be right before the big eclipse on the 8th, I believe it is. And I need to remind everybody that they need to ground their energy. I think right now, all of us, it would be very beneficial if we ground our energy daily. I would say twice would be ideal, like once in the morning to start your day grounded, and then one in the evening so that you can sleep better. And there's many different ways to ground. You can visualize a waterfall over you, flowing over you. You can take a shower with the intention of it clearing away your energy and grounding you. You can wash your hands with the same intention. can use black crystals. You can go out on in outside, touch trees, hug trees, touch the grass, the dirt, connect with Mother Nature. We are inviting her to help us integrate all of this energy we're receiving. And there's going to be a lot of energy that's really like all over the place, kind of chaotic. I feel like there's a lot of different views coming at all of us. And also with this card, I invite you to listen to your heart and take more time to listen to what your soul wants, what your heart is calling you to do. And I will, if you're not too comfortable with that, start with little things. Things that aren't very important, so that it's easier to give yourself permission to be wrong. So just little things in your life, that little decisions. Feel in what's right, what's wrong, if it's neutral, and go from there. Start asking yourself daily, what is the correct choice right now? What's most aligned with your life at this moment? What choice is most aligned? And by inviting that into your life more often for all these little things, it's going to be easier to listen for the bigger things. So we're getting comfortable with it and practicing. So I invite you to do that. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is spruceenergyhealing.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and YouTube, all Spruce Energy Healing. And if you'd like to book sessions with me, I do a soul reading and healing session where I talk to your guides and your higher self in the Akashic Records, and we look at past lives, and we do energy healings, scanning your body. And you can ask any type of questions that you are wanting to know, or I could go in with the intention of what does your soul want to share with you today. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next time.